Our 10-minute speaker is Jillian W. from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Jillian, alcoholic.
Hi, Jillian.
There we go, a little taller, thanks. All right. Thanks for asking me to speak, Larry, wherever you are, and I'm grateful to be here, grateful member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I am from San Diego, born and raised, and I did all my drinking and using in this town. I got sober in Pacific Beach, and that was on October 18th, 2011, and it has been a whirlwind ever since. My story is a lot like yours. You know, drinking was fun, and then it wasn't. And I hit many bottoms when I was out drinking, but my last drink was, alcohol had taken everything away from me, inside and out. I came in here pretty much, an emotional wreck. I had lost everybody, every person in my life that I had ever loved, and I was basically just a shell of a human being. I did get sober on the first try because I did what I was told. I got a sponsor right away and started working the steps. And I did my first steps to the best of my ability, and I did have a spiritual awakening through those steps that did keep me sober for some time. I think in sobriety, I haven't done this thing perfectly, and there's been some definite ups and downs, and when people talk about like the layers of the onion or to be revealed, like that has just been something that just keeps continually happening in my sobriety today. God keeps revealing more and more about who Jillian is, and it's a beautiful thing. It's like the longer I stay sober, the more aware and more clarity I have of like who I really am, and being able to work the steps and clear those things that I thought that I carried around with me, that the reason why I drank. And I learned today that alcohol was but a symptom, and it has little to do with my actual alcoholism. The problem is me. I'm selfish and self-centered. It doesn't mean that I think that much of myself. It means that I think of myself too often. And, I'm every day I have to be able to give that up to my higher power. And I've only learned that through working the steps. In the program that we speak about is in the steps. Like when I get that psychic change, when I get that connection with my higher power, is through working the steps and working with other women. I can sit in the rooms and be miserable. I've done that many times. I've done that for a long periods of time, actually. And it's super uncomfortable, because I don't have my solution anymore. My solution was alcohol, and I take that out. And if I'm not working a spiritual program, then, it gets really uncomfortable. And I'm irritable, restless, and discontent in the rooms. And that's a really, really sad place to be. I didn't get sober to be miserable, basically. I just recently finished another round of steps, and I had a huge spiritual awakening. I encourage you, if you haven't had a spiritual awakening through your steps, like try it again. It's out there. If we earnestly seek this work and we earnestly, dig deep and remove those things root and branch, and we clear the wreckage of our past, and we get to live a free life. It's promised in the book. We recover. It's promised in the book that we can, go anywhere and do anything and be sober alcoholics and be okay with just being me. And that's happened today. I have a really good life. And, when things get rough, like I have answers and tools and people I can turn to. When things get good, it's nice just to kind of, live a sober life and not have to, have that those dependents that I would always depend on making me feel better. You know, I'd reach out to you know, drugs and alcohol to make me feel better. And today I don't have that answer anymore. I have so many other better things that fulfill me so much more than those things today. You know, I have an awesome job that I go to, and I have wonderful women in my life that surround me with love and that actually really do, like, I really do care about, you know. And I didn't have that when I was using. You know, I ran people away with my behaviors and my actions when I was drinking. And, you know, it's an awesome place to be at spiritually. You know, lately I've been really kind of focusing on my third step. You know, I think the first time I did my third step, it was kind of like I wanted to give, you know, God, like, a couple things. And, you know, and that didn't work out very well because, you know, in my third step, I have to give my higher power everything. You know, it's either all or nothing. And when I'm in that halfway zone, like, I feel it here, you know, and I feel, you know, when I'm trying to take my will back and trying to kind of control and fix the things in my life to make them work out the way I want them to. You know, and I get in really kind of a combative state of mind when I'm, you know, trying to will my way through things and things aren't working out my way, and I get frustrated and I want to react and act out, and you know, and it's just like this, like it's always in my mind, you know, like just like where is like God's will? And usually, most of the time, when it's in God's will, like it's usually the harder one of the two, you know. I'm learning to be able to, you know, take things to prayer and meditation and be able to, you know, really like seek the answers if I'm willing to hear them, you know. And sometimes it's not the thing that I want to happen, but I have to follow and I have to trust. You know, I learned in these last round of steps that, you know, I have some agnosticism. You know, I can give God some things, and, you know, I want to give him my job and my sobriety, and, you know, and then, like, some of the other things, like, I want to kind of keep a tight grip on. And, you know, that's not giving my will in my life. That's kind of giving, like, here, like, a little here and a little there. And, you know, I really just try to bring God into every relationship of my life today. And, you know, even just, you know, going to work and doing the day-to-day things is... you know, and bringing my higher power in with that, those things, because I wouldn't have them if I, you know, if I didn't have my higher power working in my life. And today I'm so grateful to be here and be with you guys. I really do love AA. It is really like, it is my life. I'm so, you know, I love service work, and I love to do work with women. And just recently, you know, God has placed a couple like newcomers in my life, and it's really cool just to watch them grow and, you know, see the lights turn on and see them kind of discover their own higher power and their own path in sobriety. And it's really cool to watch. I wouldn't have any of those things if it wasn't for AA. And so I'm super grateful to be here. Thanks.